Thank you for listening to the official podcast of White Oak Pentecostal Holiness Church, where we cultivate true worshipers in Wilson, North Carolina. For more information on White Oak, visit whiteoakphc.com.
But we have a real enemy, and our enemy is not flesh and what? That's what Deacon was praying about. Amen, amen. We have an enemy that is not flesh and what? Blood, amen. And it's not the one that's sitting beside you. I had you to look to the right and look to the left, amen. That is not your enemy. That's what your enemy wants you to think. Amen, praise God. When our brothers and sisters get out of character, amen, we need to be praying, amen. They are still our brothers and what? Sisters. The Lord has not changed their names. Come on, somebody. You remember when you used to fight against your blood brother and sister? You remember, they're still your brother and sister, aren't they? Amen. To God be the glory. Now, why church folks can't get this concept, I don't know. Amen. But it's not, we're not going to dwell there. But midweek, praise God, I want to thank those of you who were able to go with me, praise God, over to Pastor Mona Saul's church. Amen. She was celebrating 39 years of ministry. Amen. And you kind of wonder, amen, how, amen, a woman like that is able to sustain. What keeps you going? Come on, somebody. Amen. What tells you to get up and go one more time? Amen. Have service. Amen. People look today at men, and they look around and they see what you have, and that's what they judge you on. But being God's people, we're not supposed to be that way. Amen? Amen. God does not look at our material possessions. Now, he'll bless us. Don't get me wrong. He will bless us. But we have to realize we're blessed to be a what? To be a blessing. Amen? Wednesday, amen, when I was on en route, amen, I was carrying what I thought was the word of God over there. Because I was going there to talk about that chosen vessel. Pastor Saul's is a definitely a chosen. 39 years. 30 started in her house. Amen. Working with children. Moved it to the playground. Come on, somebody. Amen. And then from the playground began to talk with others in the ministry, amen, got with Reverend Campbell, amen. They got together, began to talk about this place along with, you know, Brother Henry and others who were in the community, amen. And they believed, as we talked about this morning, there was one mind, amen. And they came together, amen, believing that they were doing the work of the Lord. And they began to bring their wood. Come on, somebody. They began to bring, you know, what they had together, amen, along with their monies, amen. And they built this church. This was the first church in the neighborhood. Come on, somebody. We were here before Perry's Temple. May I say that? Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Because they believe. Now, if she's been doing that 39 years, that means we've been here at least that long. Come on, somebody, amen? At least that long, amen. And the reason we keep doing it is because he was telling me, he says, it's not just that you're chosen. He says, it's because I can depend on you. Can the Lord depend on you, RJ? Yes. Pete, can the Lord depend on you? I like that. Joe Keisha, can the Lord depend on you? All right now. Now you hear the young folks. Peyton, can the Lord depend on you? All right now. Jay, can the Lord depend on you? Now what, Gabby, I see you sitting up right there. Can the Lord depend on you? All right. Now what does it mean when I say God can depend on me? It means that when he speaks, I'm what? Listening. Now, these children, amen, may not hear an audible voice. The Lord is speaking through their parents. Come on, somebody. Amen. You know, he's teaching them because they're in training. Amen. Amen. But God has got to be able to depend on some people today. Come on, somebody. It's not just about these folks who are in the Bible. They're getting their reward. Come on, somebody. But he needs some folks here today that are dependable. Tyler, Mother Mabel asked me, she said, Mother, Minnie won't be here. She said, I'm wondering who's going to usher. Mother Minnie won't hear. Deacon Ed ain't able. Who can God depend on? Somebody. Who is going to step up and take up the slack? Y'all mighty quiet, but I know it's right. I know it's right. Amen. He's got to be able to depend on us. Amen. To God be the glory. Out of Genesis 12, he's got that up. Amen. All right. Amen. So he went right on down. I'm going to just, so this is in Genesis 12. And let me just read, amen, verses 1 through 3. And then I'm going to go there. Amen. Amen. So verses 1 through 3 out of Genesis 12 says, Now the Lord said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be what? Now this is what the Lord told his servant Abram. Abram was given a promise from the Lord, and it's known as the Abrahamic covenant. It's a sevenfold blessing. And the thing about it is, it was unconditional. Meaning God was going to do this. God was the one making the point. Amen. Through his servant. He was establishing his people through this man named Abram. Amen. To God be the glory. This is after the flood. This is after Noah, praise God. And this is what the Lord decided he was going to do. But Abram was a man just like Berkata. Just like you are, Jay. Which means that in when we walk, amen, even though God chose him, he was subject to error. Can I get a witness? I'm going to show it to you in just a few minutes. It's in that very same chapter. Subject to error. But when we are chosen, when God can depend on us, amen, amen, it ain't no doubt that the promises of God are going to be true. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. So you were down. Let me find my place again. So you went down. I told you Abraham. Okay. All right. Amen. 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 To God be the glory. Genesis 12. Amen. So Abraham, amen, has gotten this, amen, command of God. And he goes out and he does it. Amen. And he's leaving. And he's on his way. And what we learned in the lesson this morning is that as he walked and as he traveled, the Lord would confirm that he was headed in the right direction. Amen. Amen. And Abraham had a response every time God, amen, would speak to him. Amen. He would pause, amen, praise God, give God praise. He would worship, amen. And there even speaks of altar, amen, that he would build unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now the altars that they built in that day weren't like this. Come on, somebody. Amen. But they would take sometimes stones. Come on, somebody. Amen. And begin to heap them up. They tell me that there's stones in the Jordan River. Amen. That they place there as they pass by as an altar unto the Lord. But even though God promised him this, amen, he being a man just like us, walking before the Lord, was subject to error. Amen. So do you have it? All right, he's moved down. All right, so Abram has moved on, amen, and he's gotten in place, praise God. And the Lord told him to look this way, look, and he was going to bless him, amen. And verse 10 says, and there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai, his wife, behold now, I know that thou art a what? Fair woman to what? What does that mean? Today we said now, what's the word for looking fair? When somebody look good, fine. What did it say, RJ? So what do you say when you call a piece of meat? What is it? What do you call a good looking female? What? You still say that? That's what we said. Amen. Amen. You know. Amen. She looked good. Now, my mama had this saying. They didn't call people ugly back in the day. They huh? A what? A dime. Like 10 cents. 10 out. Oh, okay. 10 out of 10. Excuse me. All right. All right. 10 out. She's a dime. Okay. I know they have their different sayings today. Amen. But this is what my mom would say, amen. I could hear her talking, and they never call people ugly. You know, we sometimes we hard on folks. My mom would say, you know, so-and-so, you know, she kind of hard favor. Come on, hard favor. And they would, you know, when they would hold babies, you know, they said, look at you looking just as good as you can look. You looking just as good as you can look. Amen. Ain't that the truth? Amen, amen. You looking just as good as you can look. Amen. But Abraham's wife, they said, was a fair woman. That means she was beautiful. She was a beautiful woman. Amen. Let's go on. So Abraham, there's a famine that has pushed him. Now God has already made him a what? Promise. Isn't that what? And he says, I'm going to bless you. Amen. And I'm going to multiply you. He made, and he kept reminding him of the promise. Amen. Therefore, amen, it shall come to pass when the Egyptians shall see thee that they shall say, this is my wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. So he's afraid. Fear has entered. Even though God has already told him now, I'm going to bless you. And when he left out of the land, Abraham took his wife. He took his nephew, praise God. He had all of these servants. He had all of these animals. And the word says he had gold and he had silver because God had what? Blessed him. That's why people be talking about the blessing of Abraham. He was a blessed man. Amen. But yet he feared man. He feared man. So he's getting his story together. Mm-hmm. When we get to Egypt and those men start looking at you and say that this is my wife, they're going to kill me. And not, they're not going to, because God is already, how? You see our mindset? All right, let's keep going. Verse 13 says, say, I pray thee. Now get your story right. Thou art my what? Sister. That it may be what? Well with what? Who's already done bless you? Who have you prayed to? Who have you been talking to? And then you're going to turn around and because you got that letter in the mail or because, amen. This is Abram. Say that you're my sister, that it may be well with me, for thy sake and my soul shall live because of thee. In other words, God has a plan. And he's already shared his plan, covenant plan, but yet this servant, amen, felt like he needed devise. I'm going to help God. You know how we do. We're going to help God. You know, amen. We're going to help him get it right. We're going to help him work it out. God forbid. That was verse what now? All right. And it came to pass that when Abram was coming to Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman that she was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her and commended her before Pharaoh. Oh, Pharaoh, she is a very fair woman. Oh, you must go and get her. Amen. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's what? But when God makes a promise, come on, somebody. When I'm in God's will, when I'm doing what he tells me to do, you don't have to worry about your enemy. You don't have to worry about your enemy. You've got to keep the faith, amen, and make it so, God, you can depend on me. Amen. I am not turning around. I'm steadfast. I hear you, praise God. And while I'm waiting, amen, for your next step, I'm just going to worship you. I like that too, Brandon. We're going to worship, amen, while we wait. To God be the glory. So Pharaoh, amen, took her, amen, into his house. Amen. Where we at now? And he entreated Abraham well for her sake, and he had a sheep and oxen and asses and men servants and maid servants and she asses and camels. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of what? Sarai. He had his hands on something, on someone, amen, that didn't belong to him. Now that ought to encourage somebody right today. Amen. Whatever you entrust to God, that means if I'm praying, if I'm covering my children, amen, come on somebody, because you can't see them, Sister Borkin, can you? When they leave and they go off up there to Raleigh where all that stuff is going on, amen, where you got all these communities and folks just doing any and everything, amen, if I am covering them through prayer, I know how I raise you, come on somebody. And because I don't see you, that don't mean I ain't still bowing my what knees and calling on the Lord on your behalf, just like Job did. Job says, I'm going to pray perhaps. I'm going to pray. I'm going to cover them. Just in case they may have, you know, I'm just going to cover them. To God be the glory. Amen. That was verse 17. Amen. And verse 18 says, and Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that thou was the wife, that she was your wife? Why saidest thou she is my, why you say she my, your sister, and she was your what? Wife. So I might have taken her to be my wife. Now, therefore, behold, thy wife, take her and what? Go thy way. Get out of here. Get your stuff hooked and get on out of here. Bringing a plague on me. Amen. And you know, praise God, because you done told a lie. And as my folks used to say, a bold face what? An untruth. Amen. But yet, because the blessing was on him. You see, you don't realize what it, I might, they might have told me in my ear what was going on in my body. Come on, somebody. But the blessing is on me. Amen. And not just me, it's on you too. Which means that I'm going through. Amen. And I'm coming out to the other side. Amen. To God be the glory. I believe that is so. Therefore, my walk daily ought to indicate that, praise God. You don't realize why I keep thanking God for keeping me upright. It could have been so that you have to be waiting on me on my bed. But the God we serve, who has placed his blessing on us, because your parents, your grandparents, folks have been kneeling and praying because our heavenly Father, our brother Christ, amen, sits on the right-hand side of the Father, and he's constantly what? Interceding on our what? Behalf. That what? You don't give up. That you stay dependable. amen, that you pass the test. I know what the doctor said. I know what they say about this addiction. I know what, but are you hearing what I'm saying? My God, my God. Verse 20 says, and Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that they what? Had. This is the same Abraham, amen, that was chosen of God, amen, who lied. Come on, somebody. I'm just going to make it pretty. He lied, amen, in just that incident. There were some other times he tried to take stuff in his own hand. But when God has blessed you, when the trials are coming, praise God, amen. And I know that I know that I know, amen. I know you may as well say, you, some of you may as well admit you got yourself in debt, didn't you? Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. I imagine they had a conversation when they went on down the road. Don't you imagine? Amen. Abram talked to his wife, Sarah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, asking, amen. I imagine he repented. Amen. For what he said. Amen. But God is merciful unto us. Amen. To God be the glory. Hebrews 11:8-10. Amen. Amen. Hebrews 11:8-10 says that by faith, when Abram was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went, not knowing whether he went. And verse 9 says, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and heirs with him, who are heirs with him of the promise. Amen. Abraham, praise God, amen, was faithful, amen. Amen. Even though he was a man of flaws, amen. Even though he erred, amen. But because God's promise was on this servant, amen, he could depend on him. And I want you to get that God has got to be able to depend on me. Amen. I may make a mistake. Come on, somebody. It may take you a long time to forgive me. I don't know why we hold stuff. Amen. But Lord, help us to let stuff go. Amen. Amen. But God, when I know that I know that I know, amen, that God has forgiven me, amen, and I've asked for your forgiveness, for you to forgive me, amen, for that wrong look of or something I've done, amen, that would hinder your walk. God, forgive me. Forgive me, amen, because I don't want to be found in that place, amen. You're still usable by the Lord. Come on, somebody. Amen, because the promise of God, amen, God's promises are yay, yay. And he's got to have a people that he can depend on. Verse 10 says, for Abraham was looking for a city which have foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Now, he lived in tents. Amen, praise God, because, you know, we get somewhere and we build a house and we think we're supposed to stay there for eternity. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. But this man of God, this servant of God, amen, God was using greatly. That first trip that he made, the scholar says, was about 350 miles. And he traveled almost 1,000 miles, amen, in that land, amen, obeying the will of God. But I encourage you today, amen, to hold fast to your profession, amen, and don't let go. Be so God can depend on me. Amen. Hallelujah. He can depend on me. When he calls my name, I'm going to answer. Amen. To God be the glory. I was telling them this past Wednesday, praise God, about the servant, amen, amen, that God used to confirm, amen, Saul. Amen. And that was none other than Ananias. And Acts, amen, it talks about how God was speaking, amen, to Ananias when he spoke to Saul at the same time. Amen. After he had knocked Saul off his horse, amen, praise God. And after Saul knew that he was a chosen vessel unto the Lord, amen, but yet he was a mean man because of what he had done. Amen. And when the Lord spoke to Ananias, somebody who he could depend on, the first thing Ananias said, praise God, was, Lord, amen, he's a mean man. In other words, he remembered what he used to be like. Amen. But the Lord told him that he was praying, amen, that he was a chosen vessel unto him. But the point the Lord wanted me to get was that it wasn't about Saul, but it was about me depending on Ananias. In other words, I need to be able to use you. This is what he showed me this morning as I was laying. Amen. Jay, I want you to take your Bible and lay it right there. Let's put it right there on the floor in the center. Right? I want you to take that bottle right there and put it right there. Put it on top of it. Mm-hmm. He also showed me my people. He says, I am still here. But this is what you've done. You have taken your stuff. You're taking your money. You're taking your clothing. You're taking your jobs. Give me that bag right there. He said, this is the way I am in my people's houses. Everything you're putting on top of me. You just keep putting stuff on top of me. He says, I'm there. I want to be able to use every time. In other words, it's just like you looking for that remote. Because you're going to find it because you won't watch TV. I'm just making it real. That stuff you, amen, and you ain't good because you want to see whatever that show is, you just going to keep looking and looking until you what? My people, this is what he showed me about his people here. He says, I'm there, but they can't see me because they got so much stuff going on. He said, but if they'll seek me, they're going to be able to what? Find me. Amen. So some of us that came up, praise God, amen, amen, in the Sunday school lesson, amen, that I am there. Some of you are praying, amen, amen, and you are talking to the Lord, amen, and you don't quite understand why you're not getting the response that you think you need. But he's saying, I'm there. Look for me. Seek me. Search for me. And when we start pulling stuff back, all this stuff that we're piling up on top of him, I got to go here and I got to go there. Come on, somebody. I'll go back to the house. I'll drive 10 miles back to go get that. I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. I'm there. We're putting too much stuff. When he wants to be first, I am going to be first. Amen. If you want me to work, the promises are there. I haven't changed my mind. Come lift me up. Come lift me up. Hold it up high. Hold that word up high. Amen. You're going to have to lift him up above everything else. Amen. Everything else. You can't keep piling stuff. He can't be last. Amen. You're going to have to go back to that. You're going to have to go back, amen, and search. And the thing about it, he says, now, if you search for me, he says, you can find me. But this is what he showed me this morning. He says, my people, amen, they just got too much stuff in the way. He says, I'm there, amen, and you're going to have to search for me. Thank you, Jay. Amen. Thank you. Good job. Amen. Amen. Because the blessing is on you. The blessing is on you. Amen. The blessing is on. Why? Because he says, if you believe by faith. Abraham believed and it was counted to him for what? Come on, somebody. Amen. Do we believe God's word today? If we believe God's word, then he can depend on us. And he wants us to not just be hearers, but he wants us to be what? Doers of his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you worry about trying to get out here and do like somebody else. Amen. Use what you got. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, God is going to open a doorway, praise God, out of no way. Amen. If you trust him. To God be the glory. Go with me back to James, and I'm about ready to come in. James 1. Amen. Amen. You got it? James 1, go down to verse 19. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I'm giving you what he has given me. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Now, don't let this word fall. Amen. Because the enemy comes quickly. Amen. And tries to take what God gives us. Verse 19 says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. And receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to what? Save your what? Amen. That's all right there, isn't it? Amen. Now, God, now this is James, the brother of Christ, speaking this. Amen. To God be the glory. Verse 22 says, but be ye what? Doers of the what? Word, and not what? Hearers what? Come on. And then when you just, you know, hear only, you are deceiving who? Your own self. What you going looking something and you know you ain't done nothing? Just like you going to that job, you know you ain't worked nothing. Kyle, what you going looking a check? You going looking a check and you know you ain't worked that week. And we got some folks who go there and hang out at a job. Amen. But where everything we do, we're supposed to do it as unto who? Christ. Verse 23 says, for if any be a what? Hearer of the word and not a what? Doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a what? You like Michael Jackson, the man in the mirror. You are fooling your own self. Verse 24. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. 25 says, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a what? What does that say? Being not a what? Tyler, you hear that? Drew, you hear it? We're not supposed to be a what? Forgetful what? Hearer. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a what? Doer of the what? This man shall be what? Blessed in his what? Do you believe the word of God? He says you shall be blessed in what you're doing, RJ. Amen. You won't grow weary and well-doing. When you come over here and you're playing the drums and you just giving God all you got, and you look out there and they... And then one day, they're going to see your name up there. You're playing with some Christian artist. Or you playing with some R&B artist who loves God, amen, because God needs us everywhere. Come on, somebody, amen, 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 amen. You'll get there because you were a doer and not just a what? Hearer of the word. You believe God's word, amen? To God be the glory. You got to believe that, amen. Verse 26 says, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his what? Tongue, but deceiveth his own what? This man's religion is what? Amen. I'm reading this is the word of God. Amen. Verse 27. Now here's where it is. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the what? And what? In their what? That's what you're reading, right? And to what? Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not. Keep himself how? Keep himself how? Spotted, right? What is spot? What is it? What is the spot? Sin. We're not supposed to be lovers of sin. Come on, somebody. I don't love sin. You love sin, RJ? Ja'Kyra, you love sin. I don't love sin. And I don't care who I don't care who knows, I don't love sin. That's why my mom and daddy can trust me when I go to Greensboro. Amen. Amen. They heard daddy, didn't you? Amen. And keep himself unspotted. From the what? From the world. I want to share these words again that I gave Wednesday night. God has got to be able to depend on me. If you step wrong or you told something that was not true, that does not mean God has wiped his promises. Come on, somebody. Nobody can put you in hell but you. Nobody wants you to go to hell but the devil. And you will get there because of unbelief. Either I believe God's word, what he says about me, even though I may make a mistake, or I don't. The thing about it is that you get up. If I fall, get up. If I told something wrong, repent. Amen? And I promise you, God can find some use for your vessel. Come on, somebody. Amen. Paul says, I was a chief sinner. He says, I was chief. That means when I lied, I lied. Amen. Amen. If I was a whole mungin, I was out there a whole mungin. Come on, somebody. When I was out there, I was out there. Amen. But he's gave me a new love. Amen. Amen. And I'm glad I don't love sin no more. Come on, somebody. Amen. My children don't have to worry about me, praise God, when they come by who's them pulled around the corner. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come up my driveway. You know, folks come up the drive and get way over there in the corner. Way over there. Amen. Amen. Or how about you park the car around on the other street, get out and walk through the neighborhood. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. You don't have to worry. Come knock on my door 2 a.m, walk through the house, get between the clothes over there and, you know, whatever's laying down. You don't have to worry. Amen. The Lord said he would be my husband. And I was telling Mother Spain, as we sat and began to reflect how God will begin to prepare you for what is coming. Amen. Didn't know I was being prepared. But I am S-O-U-L out, sold out. And I mean heaven all the way. And God can depend on me. Amen. He wants to be able to depend on us. Amen. Wherever we are. Jakira, he wants to be able to depend on you. Amen. Vincent, God wants to be able to depend on you. Amen. Teen, God wants to be able to depend. It's not what I have, it's what he. Amen. So if I have to have a limp every now and then, come on somebody. Jacob didn't mind the limp, did he? After he wrestled, come on, with that angel. Come on somebody. Amen. And he touched the hollow of his thigh. Amen. And Jacob knew that he had been in the presence of the Lord, didn't he? And he says, I'm going to worship. I'm going to build an altar right here. But God could use him because of what he went through. And God has got to be able to use us. Amen. Don't you dare think that you're unusable because of what I've done. The blessing is on you because you believe by faith just like Abraham. And you have been engrafted. Amen. Into this family. You're that wild olive oil. Come on, somebody. Amen. Again, folks, you said it's amazing what they could do. Amen. Take that little limb, you know, kind of shave that little tree there. Amen. And tie that thing around. I've seen it done. Amen. You have been engrafted into the family of God. Why? Because the Master has use of us. Amen. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Amen. This walk with Christ is real. When I walk through a funeral home and I look on that board and I see all those names up there, it's a place I don't like to go to. I'm not one that runs the funerals, and I'm very careful. Amen. But people are leaving here. They are leaving here. It is not promise, amen, that you will have the next second. Life could be gone just like that. But I want to make sure, amen, that if I were to close, blink my eye, and I'm in his presence, that everything would be all right. You don't have to worry. Amen. And my husband, don't worry about me. Amen. Those old saints would say it. Pastor Marie said, Lord, let my last days be my what? Best days. Amen. This journey, one day this journey is going to be over with. Amen. And what we'll learn, the destination is sure. I know I'm going home to be with the Lord. That's nothing. I don't have to wonder about that. I am going when I'm going to be in his presence. I know this. But that journey now, amen, that's what matters right now. Amen, that we continueth to look into that perfect law of liberty that was given to us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who bore all of our sins on that old tree. Amen. who fulfill the law. Amen. And have given us the opportunity to be a part of this first family, the family of first fruits. Amen. As he was. So if there be one today, amen, that's not sure, I want you to be sure of this before you leave. Amen. Amen. And then I want us to be about the Father's business. Amen. If you have put stuff on top of Christ in your life, if there's just a whole lot of junk and stuff in the way, start moving that stuff out of the way. Amen. Amen. So that I can lift Christ up above everything that's going on with me. James says, submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. You want the devil to leave your finances? Amen. You better submit yourself to God. You better give your pocketbook to God. Amen. To God be the glory. If I want him to leave my body, if my body is it, I'm going to submit myself unto God. Isn't that right, Dean? Amen. Hallelujah. We're submitting ourselves to the Lord. Amen. Each and every day. If there be one, you may come at this time.
Once again, all of us here at White Oak, thank you for listening. God bless.